Welcome, beloved heart friends, to our program tonight, our first HeartShare class of 2022. And we have a heart stream from beloved Archangel Michael, originally given September 29th, 2021. So just last fall. It's from Michael Mass is what it's called. Our beloved Lenore Harris is going to moderate the program tonight. So, Lenore, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Hey, thank you very much, Barbara.
You're going to have to turn up your volume some, Lenore.
Okay. Here we go. So, everybody, greetings. Tonight, we are honored to hear from Archangel Michael. He's challenging us to accept and apply the joy of the Lord and all that this does within us.
Lenore, can you turn it up a little bit? We can't hear.
Okay. I've got it all the way up. So hopefully, can you hear me? Okay. At the end of the class, in about an hour and 15 minutes, please stay to find out what happened.
Sorry, I can't hear Lenore at all.
I can't either.
You all know we can't hear her, right?
Right.
Nobody can hear me?
We can just barely hear you at our broadcast station, Lenore. I'm going to have to step in and take over because nobody can hear you. People are saying they can't hear you at all. So I'm really sorry,
oh, okay.
But I'm going to go ahead with our mission and vision statement then now.
Okay.
Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. And now we're going to give our opening invocation. I'm going to read the prayer that's on the physical invitation or the email invitation that you received for tonight's class. And you can give it together with me since everyone is muted. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Archangel Michael, and all the archangels, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and want to learn what you desire to teach us. Amen. We will now sing together song number 10.023 in our songbook in honor of Michael and his promises to us. You should have either received this song by snail mail or email. As we sing, visualize us in our homes, surrounded by Archangel Michael and his legions. Feel their love lifting us up and invigorating us. Please stay after the class at the end of the heart stream for questions, announcements, and prayers. And now we will have the song, which is Wonderful. And now we will hear from beloved Archangel Michael. Now we will hear from Archangel Michael, the heart stream from September 29th, 2021.
Light bears the world round. I, Michael, come into your midst on this Michaelmas day dedicated to me for new divine impressions to flow unto you from on high for your victory in all things. For that blue fire radiance of God's will to manifest in your world, and for the joy of the Lord to be upon you and within you. Consider the joy of the Lord as an ever-present reality to be accepted by your faith in God into your life, dearest ones. What does this joy of the Lord co-create within you by your conscious choice? Miracles divine, magical events, even mysterious manifestations that bring all the glory of God into your soul, into your heart, into your spirit. Verily, the joy of the Lord may always be yours when you acclaim it as both possible and realizable. Through your love, your heart upturned to God, your mind stilled in resonance with the holiness of the universal mind of God, and your will steely in its infinite possibilities to attend to God's work within the earth. Are you a light worker, divine? Are you a light sharer, sublime? Are you a light bearer who is consecrated to the holy path of oneness for all mankind to enter into? If you would work with the angels of the sacred fire, the ascended masters, and all divine beings, we will assent to this tryst by offering the energies of spirit unto you, dearest hearts, for the victory of these divine endeavors that you engage in. We will overshine you, we will bless you, we will encourage you, we will develop within you those graces, virtues, and holy powers of the Spirit that move mountains of pride toward humility. Move the energies of darkness away so that you may experience heaven in all of its infinitude and divine flavor. When you assent to God's will in your life, we are there fanning the fires within your heart, within your mind, within your will and soul, for you to experience your divine nature, your essence one with the eternal presence of the one God. Yea, dearest ones,
what is the difference between a light worker divine, a light worker sublime, and an ordinary light worker. Does anyone have any thoughts on this? If so, press star six and speak up. Well, I think the difference is your own particular attunement with your higher self. There are many light workers of all types all over the planetary body doing all kinds of extraordinary work. And I think the ones that might be considered a light worker divine are the ones that are in tune with angelic forces and literally commune with the angels and seek their help in what they're doing. And a light worker sublime, they would have to be pretty high up there in vibration. I don't think I've gotten there yet. But there's just, Archangel Michael is talking about different levels of attunement with the ascended hosts, I think. Anybody else have anything to say on this topic? Press star six.
Oh, well, this was Arcturian who gave that message, wasn't it? Those three that you just mentioned? Every light worker divine, every share sublime, and every light bearer is one with every other in the singularity of perfection in God. Okay. I thought that, yeah.
Well, okay. Michael is saying right now here in this message that if you are a light bearer who is consecrated to the holy path of oneness, then you are a light worker sublime. So okay. It depends on your commitment and your attunement with the heavenly hosts, I think. So
right. I just thought these three came from Arcturus. Okay.
Maybe.
Thank you very much, Dwayne,
for speaking up. Yeah. I appreciate that. Well, we'll go on now with the heart stream.
A part of you has always been one with God since your original creation. Yet even you have at times forgotten God, or left off of the path, or been disengaged from your divine trek back to the eternal heart. Thus it is time to reacquaint yourself with the divine you, the image and likeness you were created in the beginning, to experience the suchness, the isness, the beingness of God's light energy field within the crystal chamber of your heart. For that is where the kingdom of God resides. That is where the consciousness of the I am is manifest within you. You have a replica of the Maxon light as your own threefold flame that burns brightly upon the altar within your heart. Yet do you fan it consciously? Do you share your devotion with the I am each day in intimate moments of divine connectedness, where you put all else aside to simply be with God in your heart, acclaiming that you love God, that indeed God resides within you, and that through this alchemy of oneness, you surrender to that I am will and divine plan for your life.
what is the Maxon light and how do we fan it? Can anyone think of a way that we can fan that light within our hearts? Press star 6 if you have an idea.
I think it's through our attention and breathing and just sending our love and our prayer, devotion, admiration, and I think it's attention and breathing and just sending the love and adoration.
Yes, that definitely would help, I would think.
Also, too, of course, meditation and chanting bhajans, really getting into that space. And, of course, visualization in the quiet times.
Yes, I agree. I think we in the Heart Center here, we have some of the best visuals for focusing our prayer work and our devotions that I've ever seen anywhere. I just love all the artwork we have for the songs and prayers and stuff. It's just great. Okay, we'll go on with the heart stream now.
If, dearest ones, each day you reconsecrate a part of self toward this divine experience, and then you work assiduously to bring some aspect of the kingdom of heaven into play within the world through your gifts and talents, I can assure you that you will make that definitive progress, that you will come to the point of the fulfillment of your life purpose. And then, ascending in consciousness day by day, one day you will simply be completely subsumed into that I am reality and experience the infinity and the foreverness of your universal nature, one with God forevermore. You receive intimate moments of this experience during these sessions and during the magical and miraculous meditations that some of you enter into consciously, going deep within your soul to know God as a part of self again and again. And when that energy continues to grow within you, to blossom in your world, and to become the preeminent, vital essence of what you live within and for, dearest ones, the I am overshines you. Your divine self manifests around you, and the glory of God and the joy of the Lord sings and spins within your world, moment by moment.
How do you communicate with your I Am Presence, your higher self? Would anyone like to share an example? Press star 6.
This
is Maria.
Go right ahead.
Well, which one of us, Maria or the one who came after? Anyway, this is Maria, and the way I communicate with my I Am Presence, it has to be during very, very quiet times. And lots of times that I get up in the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and everything is quiet and still, and that's the perfect time to communicate. Because nobody's going to, no phone is going to ring, no child is going to come in running through or whatever. So, and what I do is just speak to him and share, whatever is bothering me or I'm thinking about at that time, and it's like a one-way conversation, but I get the answers during the week in some communication, some hard share communication, dictations, lessons and lectures, the answers come to me. So I'm very attuned that way with my I Am presence. That's how I do it.
Wonderful.
I might, Barbara.
Yes, go ahead, Donna.
I might mention we can talk to our I Am presence anywhere, anytime, in any situation.
Yes,
as Maria said, it's a one-on-one a conversation. And one of the best things about it is that we have a oneness in this situation that is powerful. The oneness, you've probably seen or heard of it if you've been on computers at all. You've seen the where we go one, we go all. And that's a very important thing to be aware of. We are one with our I Am presence. We are one with, like Archangel Michael said, we are one with all, and we need to work on realizing that we are all one. And we're going to talk about that, I think, in a minute or two here. But it's very important to know.
I think that the best thing to do is first thing in the morning, as soon as you open your eyes, before you get into any kind of disturbance or any kind of thoughts, you talk to God.
Yes, that's very good.
Yeah.
And you know, this is Maria again, that Donna says that you could talk to your I Am presence at any time. And that's true. I do that too. I remember one time I shared the time that I my gas tank was empty on the highway. And I made some calls with all my heart and my soul to God, to my I Am presence. And I told you the miracle happened when the gas tank began to go up a little bit for me to make it across the bridge and into a gas station. And that was tremendous. I'll never forget that.
That's right.
Just the way that I just reach out to him in the highway. My voice was loud. I didn't care who heard me. I was talking to my I Am presence for that help that I needed, because I couldn't get stuck in that traffic. There was no way nobody could help me. But God did. And my I Am presence came right through.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a personal experience.
I'd like to tell a little story. This is a tale that my grandfather, who was a Methodist minister all his life, used to tell. He taught in parables and stories a lot. And this was... most of his parishioners were rural, so he always told these little colloquial tales. And these two farmers were leaning over the fence and talking with each other, and they said, one of them said, "What do you think's the best way to pray?" And the older farmer said, "I go into my closet, like it says in the good book, and shut the door, and I'm alone and quiet, and that's the best way to pray." And the younger one said, "Well, I think the best way to pray is outdoors, in the fields, under the sky. Take off your hat and lift up your face to the heavens and give glory to God, and that's the best way to pray." And while they'd been talking, a third farmer, a neighbor of theirs, walked up, and he'd listened to what they said, and he said, "Well, one time I'd been wrestling with a mule of mine, and I pulled back too far, and I tripped, and I fell down the well. and I was upside down on my head in the well. And the best prayer I ever said in my life was when I was standing on my head in that well. So, I guess it's the necessity of the moment. Like you said, Maria, yes. It was the necessity of the moment. Okay, well, we'll go on with our heart stream now.
We, the archangels, are here to support you in any way possible by your own invitation, whether teaching and training, whether protecting and guiding, or whether simply being near and dear to you to feel God's love and presence in your midst, especially during tough times, human challenges, even diseases and sufferings that everyone at times experiences upon their path home to the heart of God. You are special, yet, dearest ones, everyone is special because everyone is created in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, sense the oneness of all life, the speciality, the uniqueness of each individual as an offspring of the Divine One, an emanation of that one light. And when you feel the integrative power of the sense of the unity field of beingness that gathers all beings into this one field of experience, then you will know true brother sisterhood, the Aquarian way, the true path back into the singularity of God's eternal light. We hallow the space that we temporarily inhabit when called upon to bring the highest manifestation of that joy of the Lord into your lives. And, dearest ones, it may be so day after day and hour upon hour by your conscious choice to live in that reality through true love, holy love, virtuous love. You know that love is the key that opens every door to your divine reality. Use that key. Abide within God's household. And then, dearest ones, you will never fret for what the future may bring, for you know you're mooring within this divine reality. You know your station in life as an integrated one. One who knows self surely, believes in the reality of heaven and of God, and abides within that presence through that joy field of eternal oneness.
There we see again the value of oneness. And I just might mention here that it's very valuable to memorize a little bits of scripture or statements that Archangel Michael makes, or anybody, any of the heart center masters and angels. When you find a statement that they say, it really clicks home with you. Learn it and quote it back to him and say, you said that we would know ourselves, that our I am presence, and that we believe in the reality of heaven and of God, and we abide within that presence through the joy field of eternal oneness. And so you can quote that. You can quote it back to Archangel Michael. One of the things I do every day before I go to bed at night, in fact, is I quote back to Archangel Michael something he taught us sometime a long time ago. I say, Lord Michael before, Lord Michael behind, Lord Michael to the right, Lord Michael to the left, Lord Michael above, Lord Michael below, Lord Michael, Lord Michael. Wherever I go, I am his love protecting here. I am his love protecting here. I am his love protecting here. And I say that back to him, and I feel so taken care of by his love, so guided, so protected. And if you find either a scripture or you find a statement in any of the art streams, be sure, write down that statement and learn it. It's very powerful. You'll see if you're familiar at all with the Bible and the scriptures, you see many places where the light bearers of the Bible were taught to memorize and learn and retain those scriptures. Like, what do we do with Psalm 91? We have that in our book. It's very powerful to memorize something that means something to you, because you can claim it and use it powerfully in everything that goes on in your life. So I just wanted to mention that, because it is so valuable to pick up a statement here and there, like the statement where he says, know the power of God to transform this world, even amidst the chaos, the confusion, the insanity of this day and era. I have learned that, and I will say that often, just to see and feel the protection that is offered here. So, and that's all I wanted to say on that.
Well, thank you, Donna. We appreciate your input. You always have such great insights, and they are most welcome. Let's continue on now with the heart stream.
Now the archangels come at my request and command into the lives, into the homes of every light worker the world round. And a blessing is bestowed unto you by the fanning of the fires and the light waves that these divine creatures exhibit by God's grace and at God's command. And you will feel the impelling force now within your soul, if you accept it, to move you into a higher vibrational dimension of being. You will feel the integrating power of God, the dynamics of light, and the refreshing currents of what heaven affords you by God's grace. Accept these, dearest ones, and know the power of God to transform this world, even amidst the chaos, the confusion, the inanity, the insanity of this day and era. It has no power over the sons and daughters of the one eternal God to live in the truth of their beings. And all of the lies will be dispelled and dissolved, and all of the negative forces will come to naught by the power of that word, the Logos that sings and spins within you as an initiate of the sacred fire, as one through whom, through that word, the power of God is manifest. Yes, dearest ones, use your throat chakras, use the holy words that you have in your prayers, both those inscribed by others and those that you spin as a cosmic yarn in this moment to co-create a new tapestry of light within this world and within the cosmos. Yes, your words are powerful, and we activate and energize the seeds of light within your words as you speak them with authority and with love. And through the energies of the Holy Spirit, these words go forth and co-create the new world of Aquarius in your midst. Believe in the power and the majesty of the living word, the Logos, the Christ consciousness, dearest ones, and thus the energies that you wield for and on behalf of the one eternal God will co-create that reality in your midst day after day, and you will see Aquarius dawning with that joy of the Lord resident within it always.
Now I'd like to ask people to share any angelic experiences you feel you may have had. If you can think of a time where you were very conscious of angels or divine beings helping you that you'd like to share with us now, please press star 6 and speak up.
Well, I can share one.
Go ahead.
I was coming home from my store a few years ago now, and I looked up. It was kind of late at night. It was about 10 o'clock. I just worked late. And there were two horses running down the street right to my car. And they saw the headlights, and that sort of blinded them. And I didn't know what to do. So I began calling Archangel Michael. In fact, I was praying. In fact, now that I think of it, I was making calls to Archangel Michael that very night while I was coming home. And so the next thing I knew, the horses ran into my car and they totaled it. And I still had to figure out how to get home. Well, I noticed the car was still running somehow. So I drove the rest of the way home. And when I got home, I was able, amazingly, to get out of the car and go in the house, tell my husband what had happened. And he jumped on his motorcycle and went down there to see what happened. Well, I tried to calm myself down. And sure enough, the horses were dead. And the people had left their fence uncared for in a certain area. So the horses had come out and they'd seen the headlights and that blinded them. So they just ran right towards them. And my husband could not understand how I was able to get out of the car because I could not get back into it. And the car no longer ran. He said, "How did you get home?" I said, "Just kept going, and Archangel Michael brought me home." And so turned out that the people were at fault who had owned the horses, and so with their insurance and our insurance, we were able to get a new car, and people were able to get new horses, and I sure hope they took better care of them, because that's a horrible thing to see two horses run into your car and total it. Pretty bad. So I was very, very grateful for Archangel Michael helping me get the rest of the way home and enable me to get help right away. So that's my story with Archangel Michael. I've had other times with him. And this one, though, just really challenged me because I'd never been in the middle of calling to Archangel Michael when something like this happened. And I don't know why Archangel Michael let those horses die, but they did. And so I just warn anybody. I know that Geraldine has her daughters very much into horses. She understands how it feels to see something like that happen. Pretty sad. So I just still thank Archangel Michael today for bringing me home that night. The car still running until I got to the front of the house and got out without any problem. I'll let you take over, Barbara.
This is Barbara Richards' wife. I didn't know a whole lot about angels when I was young, but when I was 8 years old, I lived in Baltimore in the neighborhood that was, houses together. We had a back alley, and that was where the kids played, and that was where we rode our little tricycles. So I decided our house was about maybe, I'd say, 60 or 70 feet from the end of the alley going down, you know, through it. And at the bottom, there was another part of the alley that went horizontal to it, so you could go down and turn left or right. Well, I went, you know, zooming down on my little bike. The kids always loved to go see if you could do the fastest one. Well, I wasn't trying that. I just wanted to try a little bit of practice, you know. So I got on the bike, and I was about, I'd say, maybe no more than 15 feet from the bottom of the alley. And my bicycle felt like somebody pushed me over on the side. And here I was on the ground with a bike, a three-wheel bike, and this, I think, teenager in a car came zooming through that horizontal alley. And if I hadn't fallen, I think I wouldn't be here today.
Oh, my.
And it took me a while to figure all this out because I was only 8 years old. But then as I found I was attracted to angels, then I realized that's what happened to me. I had an angel there that pushed me over.
Mm-hmm.
So I have high regard for angels.
I like to relate a story. We were heading down to the church in Dallas from where we lived, and the car was full of people. We were heading down there for our Sunday service and all that, and there's this one car that pulled out in front of us. Now, everybody was screaming in the car. However, what I saw was the car becoming translucent, and his car went through our car, and no damages was ever done. We didn't hear any clinking or anything, but I did see the rear end of his car go through the right front corner of our car to be able to avoid having a serious accident. And I knew it was Archangel Michael performing that situation.
Pretty amazing. Does anyone else have a story or an experience that they would like to tell about an angelic encounter of any kind?
Well, when the first, in 2005, it was the first conference, I believe, that the Heart Center had. I think it was at John Fanuzzi's house. It was part of John Fanuzzi's house. And so I had called, and actually John, in part of his house, we had the sanctuary, and also in another part, he had a help thing, and he was going to rent rooms there, and I was going to rent a room from him. And so I had called before, and I told him that there was only one flight from Baltimore at a certain time, and this is back when, you know, back in 2005. And so he said, well, call when you get to the airport. And I was supposed to be getting there late, the only flight. And he said, call when you get there and I'll, you know, give you more instructions or something like that. Just let us know that you're coming, that you'll be there. So I flew there and, I got there, and before I had made arrangements to rent a car also there. And, I immediately called him because back then there were no cell phones, and I tried to call, but it was on message and nobody had picked it up. So I knew the direction because I had been to SU before, and it was near Corwin Springs, I believe. And so I got in the car and headed off. And this was by the time I got the car and everything, it was close to midnight. And, I got out on the road and managed to get there and take a right going there. And I was going slowly because John had said, now look for an arch, like, you know, like in a ranch on the side of the road, the arch thing, and we'll have lights on. So look for that. So when I got on the main, turning to the right after going for a long time, I went slowly and I saw no lights. They had no street lights at all. And I kept on going. And then I realized, what time is it? It's 2 o'clock. My heavens, it should not have taken me that long. And so I think, I haven't said anything to Archangel Michael. And I went, Archangel Michael, help me, help me, help me. Immediately, I heard, woo, 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 woo. And the sheriff pulled up behind me. And he got out and came over. I rolled down my window and I said, thank God you're here. Where does John Fanucci live? And he said, okay, well, I think that the guy in the car knows. I'll go check with him. And he went to see him, and they said, follow me. And so I followed him, and it was another long way, but we got there. And that's my story. I had forgotten to make a call to Archangel Michael. Thank you.
That's a great one, yes. What is it? Yeah, many are called, but few are chosen. The ones that are chosen are the ones that answer the call. And he obviously, that sheriff answered the call. So that's great. Any other stories or experiences?
I have one, Geraldine, in Louisville. It was about 1966, and I was in San Francisco, and things were happening with Haight-Ashbury. And I happened to go to Washington State, drive to Washington State with a group of people that I didn't know. And but I was kind of running away from home, too, a little bit. I decided to take, I had my first LSD trip, and, you know, one of two. And I was not comfortable with the people I was with. I started hallucinating. Not hallucinating, but it's like I was able to see the auras, and I was able to see their thoughts and their energy fields. And because it was not a harmonious group and we're all sitting around the kitchen table, I could see the energy. And when someone thought a bad thought, I actually physically saw the energy of that go around the table. And it was really challenging. And then from behind me, I felt a very large, very strong, supportive presence of an angel, who put one hand on one shoulder and one hand on the other shoulder, and then said to me, "Go within." And so I was able to follow that instruction, and was able to get through that episode. So that was that. I know that angel saved my life. And then the next day, the police came, and they said, "If you let her go, we won't arrest you." So that was really my first really huge big experience with angelic protection.
That's great. Wonderful. Anyone else with something they would like to share? Well, there's just a little bit more at the end of the heart stream here, just a farewell from Archangel Michael. So we'll listen to that now.
This is a word of the Lord spoken through this prophet in your midst. And I, Archangel Michael, confirm it and deliver it through the power and the agency of that Holy Spirit this day. Thank you, blessed ones, for your attentiveness, your joy, and your love.
Wonderful. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, for your great fire, your great protection, your tremendous love, that holds us in the center of the flame always. We are grateful.